This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Lonely caterpillars, insecure bears, and ancient Egyptian scarab collectors. Only a few of the characters featured in the music of Bombadil. The Durham-based folk rock band blends witty storytelling and upbeat harmonies, and they've been at it for 8 years. This weekend, they're going to do something a little bit different in celebration of their fifth anniversary of their album Tar Pits and Canyonlands. They're going to play the full album live on stage at Cat's Cradle in Carrboro. But first, they join us in the studio today. Daniel Michalak is on the bass, Brian Rahia on guitar, Stuart Robinson on the ukulele, and James Phillips on drums. Bombadil, welcome back. Been a long time. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having us, Frank.
I was hoping you would thank me for welcoming you. James, tell us about this is an album you released 5 years ago, right? And it's still very popular. Everybody loves this album.
Right, yeah. We put out this record in 2009. Unfortunately, at the time, we weren't able to tour because Daniel was dealing with some health issues. He had a lot of wrist pain, so we decided to take a break. And our record label has always really loved this record and wanted to put it out on vinyl. And now that we've been back touring for 2 years, they suggested doing a vinyl reissue and really did it up.
That's cool. So you're going to do the whole thing on stage at the Cat's Cradle.
That's right. Yeah, front to back.
That sounds great. Daniel, tell us about that, because I think the last time you were here, you were sort of in the midst of that those wrist problems. So how are you doing now?
I'm doing much better. Thank you, Frank. I think it's been several months since I've really had any problems with them. Mostly, I think the solution that's helped me the best is just a lot of rest and relaxation. So, like I said, we took several years off the road, and that helped a lot. And just being in a more peaceful state of mind.
Did you? So it's mostly up in your head. Did you have to change the way you do business on stage?
Well, no, it wasn't all in my head. It was a lot of real pain. But yeah.
It's a real pain. But I mean, it can be caused from a lot of places, and some of it can be the way you play a bass, and some of it can be the fact that you're working with these guys who drive you crazy.
That's
24
right.
Hours a day, and it's and the pain shows up in your wrist. So that happens.
Now you've really got the issues. Now you have it on my head. So, ergonomics has been a big factor, and we've talked about that a lot as a band and how to make sure that we're playing in a relaxed, comfortable, efficient way.
And should be the title of your next album. Will you play a song, Ergonomics? Will you play a song for us now?
We will. This song's called I Am, and it's the very first song on Tar Pits and Canyonlands.
Building you a pyramid. Building you a pyramid. Building you a pyramid. Building you a pyramid.
I am.
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 Lost in the sand.
Building you a pyramid.
I am.
Lost in the sand.
Building you a pyramid.
I am.
Lost in the sand.
Building you a pyramid.
I am. Lost in the sand.
Building you a pyramid.
I am.
Lost in the sand.
Building you a pyramid.
I am.
Lost in the sand.
Building you a pyramid.
I am.
Lost in the sand.
Building you a pyramid.
I am.
Lost in the sand.
Building you a pyramid.
I am.
I am
building you a pyramid.
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 Pyramid. Pyramid. Pyramid.
Bombadil live on the State of Things I Am from their album Tar Pits and Canyonlands, and you'll hear them live at where are you going to be? You're going to be Cat's Cradle, and that's tomorrow at 8:30.
That is.
You're going to do this whole album. You know, those are two powerful words, I am, and when you talk about getting yourself back into a kind of a more blissful state, and they're powerful words that show up in a lot of places where people care about how you think and how you are. I mean, does this have a kind of a meaningful song for you, or is this a way to fill a minute and 30 on your album?
Oh, that's a great question. I haven't thought about this song in a long time.
We're going to be on stage tomorrow, so you should probably...
We will. We might have to talk about it with the fans. I think it became an extension of a song that appears later in the record called Pyramid.
Yeah.
and maybe it was a section we tried to put into the original song, Pyramid, but we couldn't figure out how to do it, and so we made it a separate track and just put it at the beginning.
There, you spent some time in Bolivia, right, checking out the folk scene there?
We did, yeah. I was down there for several months, and there was a lot of great music that we came across, two instruments that we really fell in love with, the zampoña, which is panpipes, and also the charango, which is a South American mandolin of sorts, and it appears often in tar pits and canyonlands.
Mm-hmm. We do another song for us now?
We will.
Well, when I'm the reason you get mad, consider if you never had a reason to be quite so angry for it all. And when you're the reason I get red, I'll consider throwing you to bed, as well as all the times when I got nothing much at all. But don't walk away, and I won't walk away. Well, when we're the reason you get scared, consider that we've never fared better than the fights in which we gave our all. And when you're the reason I get cross, I'll consider that we've never lost the wish to make things right when it mattered most of all. But don't walk away, and I won't walk away. Well, when I'm the reason you get mean, consider if you'd never seen that bunch of flowers twice the height what I thought we could find. But if we're the reason you must leave, promise, girl, that you'll believe yourself and not my studded pleas for you to change your mind. But don't walk away, and I won't walk away. But if I ever wonder why I love you, just open up one bright brown eye and I will surely find that the way I feel inside will sure remind me who it is that makes the butterflies within my stomach twist and turn and dive. But don't walk away, and I won't walk away.
Bombadil live on the State of Things from Tar Pits and Canyonlands. They're going to be at Cat's Cradle tomorrow in Carrboro. They are here with us today. James Phillips, a lot of your songs are based on kind of fictional stories. Isn't that right? Is that something that you find really works for you as a songwriter?
I would say we've actually in recent years been moving more to personal songwriting. Mm-hmm. At the time of Tar Pits and Canyonlands, there were a lot of songwriting challenges that were given amongst the team. And for example, a song on the record, 25 Daniels, Brian challenged Daniel, or actually Daniel challenged Brian to hide Daniel's phone number in a song. And this whole fictional story with these numbers in it developed. But I think in the last few years, most of the songs are much more just about ourselves in our lives.
Well, is that a way? I mean, we talked about sort of these the lonely snakes and bears, et cetera. I mean, some of the things that find your way into songs. Those fantasies are, it can be a lot of fun, but is it in some ways more difficult and more challenging to talk about things within your own experience? Sing about those things?
I would imagine so. I was just playing, we're working on a new record right now, and I was playing a friend a song I wrote on the record, and I'm just somewhat embarrassed by the emotions that I showed in that song. It's hard to show yourself at times.
Yeah, and then, well, that's the something else I think that's interesting about the creative process. There's sitting alone in your cell, or maybe with the band, putting the song together, and then having to get out on stage and do it.
Right.
Does the song, does the meaning change for you? Do things change for you when you are performing this thing and looking at people, and do you suddenly hear things in the song that you didn't hear when you wrote it?
Personally, I don't really even think about the lyrics anymore. It becomes much more about performing music and the energy that I'm giving to the performance. So it is really amazing when you step back and re-listen to songs that you've written or taken part in and hear the message of those songs, even if we've been playing them, you know, most days for several years.
I wrote that?
Right, exactly.
Like, would you do another song for us?
Absolutely.
All right.
Kate and Kelsey, we will marry you on the road to North Carolina. Strawberries in your hand, we will take your hand. Promise to walk hand in hand, 'cause I cannot stand to be alone. Southern love affair, love is truth or dare. Does the warm air make you nervous? Tobacco farmland, will you learn to plow by hand? Promise to walk hand in hand, 'cause I cannot stand to be alone. Kate and Kelsey, we will marry you. Kate and Kelsey, we will marry you. Hate and jealousy carry a penalty that I don't think we can ignore. If we bury all our plans, fill our hearts with all the sand, then we'd walk hand in hand, 'cause I cannot stand to be alone. Let's burn what we share. Love is a ruthless stare that your brown hair does not hide. Goodbyes are never grand. Love is timing where we stand, even if we drop our hands, 'cause I cannot stand to be alone. Kate and Kelsey, we will marry you. Kate and Kelsey, we will marry you.
Kate and Kelsey, Bombadil is live on the State of Things. They'll be live on the Cat's Cradle stage tomorrow. Good to have you here. James, you know, I know that music is the main thing you do, but you actually scored a puppet show recently, right?
We did. It was a really great collaboration with a puppet artist here in town, Tory Bend, called Love's Infrastructure. Duke Performances suggested the idea of the collaboration. And we worked for over a year with Tory, developing a story set to our music. And it was this multimedia extravaganza that we did 4 shows at the Durham Arts Council in January.
I'm talking to Bombadil on the State of Things. When you do something like that, does it change the way you write or perform? I mean, what's it like working with puppets?
It was very different. This was a multimedia performance with a strong video component. So we walked on stage and played for an hour straight. Having to hit very specific cues.
And am I right about this? Or did you at one point try to write a score, a movie, or create a play or some other kind of theatrical event?
Stuart once tried to write a musical of Moby Dick.
Of Moby Dick! Exclamation point. This would be more Baleen than you could possibly get into. This is great. So have you abandoned it entirely, or are you still kind of working on it?
Yes, Frank. No, it's totally abandoned.
I think it's a great idea. Get back to it, and then come on back here.
All right.
Listen, I'm going to leave you time to play this out. I got a few things to say. Bombadil on stage. They're going to play their whole album, Tar Pits and Canyonlands, tomorrow at 8:30, Cat's Cradle in Carrboro. We've got more information at our website, stateofthings.org. I want to tell you, July 4th, we're doing our movies on the radio, and we're going to talk about patriotic films, and we want to hear from you. What is your favorite patriotic film or your least favorite patriotic film? Tell us that and why. You can send us an email, sot@wnc.org. You have a favorite or least favorite patriotic film, Born on the 4th of July, anything? I'm putting you on the spot here. But
I'd say my least favorite is Saving Private Ryan.
There you go. So, see, that's it. You can have fun. And if I had time, I'd ask you why, but I don't. But that's what we would do. And you see, if you send us an email, you can be on the program. Tweet us at #SOTMovie or look for details at our website, stateofthings.org, if you want to be part of our show for our July 4th Movies on the Radio Extravaganza Patriotic Films. Our program is produced by Laura Lee, Megan Modafferi, Anita Rao, and Will Michaels. Intern Charlie Shelton, Robin Copley, our technical director, with Al Wadarski today. Brent Wolf is our news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Bombadil.
Blame me for asking you more about your man and his shark skin boots. Stay in your hotel room and not his place. Pretend the mascara's not running down your face.
If you stare,
if you stare into the sun for too long, you could believe you could have been someone for anyone all along. If you read your leaves from just the right angle, you could make believe love can't be wrong.
Amy, can you paint me a portrait of love? Can you tell a story with creatures made of goodness and affection, compromise instead of superstition, doubt and lies?
If you stare,
if you stare into the sun for too long, you could believe you could have been someone for anyone all along. If you read your leaves from just the right angle, you could make believe love can't be wrong. Hey, me, what's right for you is right for Amy. What's right for you is right, you see.